Here are some things you'll often hear from fierce opponents of Common Core.
Now, this is where inappropriate government curriculum is being given to our most fragile children.
The education of children in North Carolina has been manipulated by outside trade groups and bought by the federal government.
Common Core is not about federalization. It's about globalization. Look up the United Nations and what they're doing.
Those critics were among dozens who shared their thoughts at a recent public hearing in front of lawmakers. What you heard is a popular gripe among some opponents. They say Common Core is a federal takeover, that states are losing control. But to supporters of Common Core, those claims can sound a bit outlandish. Carl Rectanis is an education consultant to the business lobby NC Chamber. He says the standards were organized by state school chiefs and governors across the country.
This idea of federal takeover probably wouldn't make sense to governors like Sonny Perdue, a Republican from Georgia, to Jeb Bush, who was governor in Florida at the time.
So if Common Core came from state leaders, then why are some critics linking it to the federal government? One reason is that back in 2010, during the recession, the government told states that if they sign on to the new, more rigorous academic standards, they'll have a greater chance of winning education grants.
And North Carolina was one of the states that signed on to Common Core very early. And months later, we got a $400 million Race to the Top grant.
That's Terry Stoops. He directs education studies at the conservative John Locke Foundation and is a critic of Common Core. He says the federal government incentivized states to adopt the new standards. The government also funded national tests that are aligned to Common Core. But all that said, he doesn't necessarily characterize it as a federal takeover.
It has the potential to be that. It's not that right now, though. I think that the federal government has been more careful, especially of late, with their involvement in Common Core. But they are involved, and that can't be disputed.
Many critics also point to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which funded millions of dollars to the standards. They say that Common Core is backed by special interest groups and is a flawed experiment. Here's parent Leslie Mills at the hearing talking about how the standards don't fit the needs of her children.
Our kids are individuals. The best way to help them succeed and thrive is by finding their own God-given gifts and honing those, not by forcing them into a one-size-fits-all education.
This idea that Common Core promotes a one-size-fits-all education is another popular critique among opponents. 45 states, including North Carolina, adopted the same standards, though individual states can make changes to them. Some opponents say the new goals are confusing to students, that they discourage traditional ways of thinking. But Carl Rectanis, the education consultant we heard from earlier, says that's just not true.
We've had standards in North Carolina and in most states for over 50 years. That bar has been changed, tweaked, updated almost every 5 years, but they aren't a one-size-fits-all solution. It does not prescribe how teachers should teach every student.
Rectanis says that's a huge misconception, that all teachers need to follow the same curriculum and give the same assignments.
In fact, when you speak with educators, these standards actually allow more flexibility than in previous times because there's fewer of them and they go deeper.
He says another misconception is this idea that certain literature is required under Common Core English standards. At the recent public hearing, some parents alluded to books they say are inappropriate for their children.
At the high school level, we are seeing federally mandated literature that is questionable and graphic at best. One example is The Bluest Eye by Toni Morrison. This book takes readers into the mindset of a pedophile.
This parent from Union County, Sandy Simpson, is wrong about the book being federally mandated. It's not. Common Core standards only suggest certain texts as examples for teachers, and Bluest Eye happens to be one of them. Terry Stoops with the John Locke Foundation says those kinds of inaccuracies take away from the more legitimate concerns from opponents.
And the more we confuse the issue, the more we get off topic, the less we actually get to solving some problems that many agree need to be solved.
Lawmakers are continuing to deliberate on how to move forward with the standards. They've formed a group that will make recommendations on whether to amend, improve, or dump Common Core altogether. Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.